From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, Kids in Town All Age School gets refurbished. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Kids in Town All Age School in St. Catherine has received a much-desired facelift thanks to the generosity of its past students. From as early as 6 a.m. in the midst of the independence celebrations, persons gathered on the school compound to clean and paint the classrooms. Past student Desmond Trevor Taylor from London, England, who coordinated the initiative, says volunteers came from abroad as well as within the community itself to get the work done.
Past student of us came together sometime in February of this year and decided we'd like to have a reunion. But when we learned what is happening at the school, we said we wanted to be a working reunion. So we decided that we'll come to Jamaica.
Mr. Taylor said a relative who recently graduated from the school was successful in her GSAT exams and is on her way to the school of her choice. This, he says, added to the motivation to do something for the school. The day's work included refurbishing toilet facilities and repairing lighting fixtures. Teacher at the school, Perlene Gordon, expressed that she was overjoyed by the spirit of volunteerism displayed by those who lent a hand in the beautification exercise. She said it was a sign that good things are on the horizon for the school and community.
The transformation that is taking place, it is happening because persons see the need, feel the need, and have the desire to see a new day dawning at Kids in Town for its generation today and the generation to come.
And principal of the school, Narika Powell Hay, says the students are in for a pleasant surprise when they return in September.
It's a productive day. A number of persons have turned out to contribute their energy towards this day. We are grateful, very, very grateful for all of this work that has been put on here today. And we hope that this is the beginning of some other good things to come.
The quality of the work, Mrs. Powell Hay says, was most impressive, with professional workmen giving of their time.
Well, what I noticed is that Mr. Desmond got some tradesmen. And so these guys, they came in, they focus on measurement, and they focus on putting in their band at the right area. And there is somebody who is supervising. So as soon as an error is made, it is corrected immediately.
Mr. Taylor, who thanks Berger Paints for their support in the initiative, says he and his friends plan to return annually to dedicate a day of service to their school. The day of work was capped off with some exciting praise and worship.
Today would be the day for us to come and work and end the day with a grand gospel concert. But to go forward, we want to establish a past student associate where we can dialogue with past students from all over the world, you know, and get things going.
He thanks every resident, student, teacher, and other stakeholders for making the day productive. And that's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Give me back my marker.
No,
I want back my marker.
But I'm using it.
Uncle Orville, talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work, and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric, continue playing, and remember, respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.